Ladies and gentlemen, federal employees, there are three big things that changes with Social Security every single year. 2024 is no different. There are three big things that are going to affect you if you are around Social Security aid that you're going to want to know about. We're going to dive into these three things today. And if you're new here, so good to have you. My name is Dallin Haas. I'm a financial planner who helps federal employees just like you get the most other benefits and retire confident. So let's dive right in. Long story short, every single year, if you're currently receiving Social Security, you will get a cost of living adjustment. Basically, based on inflation, they're going to increase your Social Security benefits based on how prices raised or went up the previous year. Okay, so in 2023, prices went up about 3.2%, and so your Social Security benefits are going up by 3.2%. Now, if you don't know, this is actually a more generous COLA, or cost of living adjustment, than your pension. Okay, your first pension actually only got a 2.2% increase. So we like the more generous cost of living adjustment for Social Security. That's great. Okay, that's number one. Every single year, your Social Security will have a cost of living adjustment, which is perfect. Now, this number right here, what on earth does this number mean? If you're still working, this is the new number that basically once you start making above this amount, they don't take Social Security out of your earnings once you make over this. So for example, if your salary is, let's say, 180, okay, 180, that means for the first, let's say, 90% of the year, you're under this amount, okay? But maybe the last month, month and a half, you are going to be making dollars above this amount. Because again, by the end of the year, you make a total of 180, okay? So let's say the last couple pay periods, you're above this. What that's gonna look like is the last couple pay periods, your net pay is actually gonna go up, right? And why is that? Because those last few pay periods, you are making more than 168, and on those dollars, you don't pay Social Security taxes. Okay, you don't pay Social Security taxes once you start making above this on any dollars above that amount. Okay, any dollars above this amount, you don't pay Social Security on those dollars. Okay, so for you high earners out there, federal employees that are high earners, this is why your net pay does get a bump near the end of the year if your salary is above $168,000-ish. Okay, again, it's $168,600. And once you start making over this in the year, they stop taking out Social Security, okay? So that's what that number is all about. Now, what is this number, okay? This number is critical for those that are retired. This number is how much you can go out and earn while retired and receiving Social Security without them taking back some of your Social Security benefits. Because here's the deal. If you didn't know, there is what they call an earnings test on your Social Security benefits, okay? That if you go out and are actively earning money from a job, a business, something, and receiving Social Security benefits at the same time, they're going to start pulling back some of your Social Security benefits. If you make more than $22,320, that is the threshold. If you make 20 grand or 22,000, they don't touch your Social Security. But the moment you go over that amount, they say, hey, we want some of our Social Security back, right? And if you make too much, if you make, let's say, 100 grand, they're going to reduce your Social Security down to zero. And this is how it works. Let me walk you through it. Now, this doesn't affect everybody. Let me talk you through who it affects, okay? If you are age 62 through your full retirement age, okay? So for Social Security purposes, everyone has a full retirement age. For most people, it's around 67. For you, it may be 66 in some months. You could find, there's a chart online, you could find it, okay? If you started benefits and you're between 62 and your full retirement age, if you're in between those ages, if you are taking Social Security and working a job, a W-2 job, 1099, or you're running a business and you're getting a paycheck or a income there, that sort of income is the only income that's gonna work against this limit. Okay, if you just have retirement income like TSP, pension, those sort of things, rental income, those sort of incomes don't count towards this at all. So if you're just retired and not working, not doing anything extra, you're fine. You don't have to worry about this at all. Or if you are above your full retirement age, you don't have to worry about this at all. Okay? Again, there's only an earnings test for those that are between 62 and their full retirement age, and they started Social Security early, quote unquote, before their full retirement age, and they're out doing something extra. They have income that's above and beyond retirement income. Okay? Rental property doesn't count. Okay? Pensions don't count. TSP withdrawals don't count. None of that income applies towards this test. The only type of income that generally applies is business income, getting a job somewhere, right? Something like that, okay? Actively going out and earning it, okay? So, as a recap, let's say you're 63, so you are before your full retirement age, and you are working a job, and you make, let's say, $25,000, okay? Basically, for every $2 you earn over this limit, they're going to reduce down your Social Security by $1. Okay, for every $2 you go over, they're going to reduce your Social Security by one. So if that means if you make $10, okay, $10 over the limit. So if you make $22,330, right, $10 over the limit, they're going to reduce down your Social Security by $5. Okay, so obviously if you're just a few dollars over, no big deal. The rub happens when you're thousands of dollars over, right? If you have an $80,000 job and you're taking Social Security, your Social Security is going to be probably reduced down to zero. Okay? Now, you might notice right here, this is the same number and the same rules that applies to your FERS supplement. Okay? As a federal employee, you may qualify for the FERS supplement, which I've got whole videos on that if you don't know what that is, right? The FERS supplement is an additional payment on top of your pension, and there is also an earnings test on that FERS supplement. So, go check out my videos on the FERS supplement if you want to know all about the earnings test and how that works. But long story short, it's very similar. Very similar. If you make over this amount, if you go out and take a job, you're actively earning more than this amount, they're going to start reducing your FERS supplement. So watch out. So these are some of the key differences and figures for Social Security in 2024. I'll keep you updated as we get more information on how these things are going to affect federal employees just like you, and the big changes with Social Security that are going to be coming up here soon, because again, Social Security has certainly some issues coming up. We'll discuss that in future videos. Have a great day. We'll see you guys next time.